ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 8th कांटो चैप्टर 3 गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर टेक्स्ट
4
यह स्वात्मानिदं निज मायाया अर्पितं कोचित विभातं कोह च तत् तिरोहितं अविद्धादृक् साखी उभयम् तत् इक्षते स आत्ममूलो अवतु माम परात्परः। यः स्वात्मानिदं निजमायार्पितम् कोचिद् विभातं कोचः तत्तिरोहितम् अबिद्ध दृक्साखी उभयं तदिक्षते स्वात्ममूलवतु मां परात्परः। वार्ड मीनिंग यह द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हु स्वात्मनि इन हिम इदम दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन निज मायाया बाय हिज ओन पोटेंसी अर्पितम इन्वेस्टेड क्वचित समटाइम्स एट द बिगिनिंग ऑफ ए कल्प विभातम इट इज मैनिफेस्टेड कोच समटाइम्स ड्यूरिंग डिसोल्यूशन तत् दैट मैनिफेस्टेशन तिरोहितम नॉट विजिबल अविद्धादृक् He sees everything in all circumstances. Sakhi, the witness. Ubhayam, both. Manifestation and annihilation. Tadikhyate sees everything without loss of sight. Saha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atmamula, self-sufficient having no other cause. Abhatu, please give protection. Mam unto me. Parat paraha, he is transcendental to transcendental. Or above all transcendence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His own energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible and again sometimes renders it invisible. He is both the supreme cause and the supreme result, the observer and the witness in all circumstances. Thus He is transcendental to everything. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His own energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible and again sometimes renders it invisible. He is both the supreme cause and the supreme result, the observer and the witness in all circumstances. Thus He is transcendental to everything. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has multipotencies. Parasya Shaktir Vividhai Vasuyate. Therefore, as soon as He likes, He uses one of His potencies, and by that expansion, He creates this cosmic manifestation. Again, when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated, it rests in Him. Nonetheless, He is infallible, the supreme observer under any circumstances. The Supreme Lord is a changeless. He is simply a witness and is aloof from all creation and annihilation. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhye Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitansya Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarini. Nama Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यो स्वात्मानिदं निजमायया अर्पितं क्वचिद् विभातं कोच तत्तिरोहितं अविद्ध दृक्साखी उभयं तदिख्यते स्वात्ममूलावतु मां परात्परः। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बाय एक्सपांडिंग हिज ओन एनर्जी कीप्स दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन विजिबल एंड अगेन समटाइम्स रेंडर्स इट इनविजिबल। He is both the supreme cause and the supreme result, the observer and the witness. In all circumstances, thus He is transcendental to everything. May that supreme personality of Godhead give me protection. So this is the prayer of Gajendra's. Gajendra's prayers of surrender. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of prayers. Uttama Sloka Charita Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. This Bhagavatam is compiled by Bhagavan Rishi. Who is Bhagavan Rishi? Vyasadeva. He is incarnation of Krishna. Sorry, Bhagavan Rishi. There are so many Rishis, but Vyasadeva is Bhagavan. He is incarnation of Krishna. So Bhagavan Rishi, he compiled this Bhagavatam. Uttama Sloka Charita. This whole Bhagavatam is about glorification of Krishna. And I mean very beautiful verses, starting from prayers of Kunti, Bhishma Deva's prayers. There's so many prayers, Dhruva's prayers, Prahlad's prayers, so many prayers, prayers after prayers. Whole Bhagavatam is full of prayers up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here is also, but who is the acharya for prayers? Who is attained perfection by offering bandana or prayers to the Supreme Lord? Who is that person? Akrura. Akrura, name of in nine process of devotional service. Name of Akrura is mentioned as he made his life perfect by offering nice prayers to Krishna. He was offering prayer directly to Krishna. But here is Gajendra is praying, no, he is not mentioning directly anyone's name. Just going on praying. Anyhow, so because our worshipable Lord is Sri Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matomidam Tatra Dharanaparah. This is the opinion of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. For the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the worshipable Lord is Brajendra, Brajendra Tanaya. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanaya. Who is Brajesa? Nanda Maharaj is the king of Braja. And he has one son. His name is Krishna. So what is about son of Vasudeva? Vasudeva also one son. His name is Krishna. Very rarely people telling is Vasudeva Tanaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Krishna Sabdara Bahu Arthanamani Shyama Sundara Jasudanandana Dui Matra Jani. I don't accept so many meanings to the word Krishna. I accept only two meanings. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, I accept only two meanings to the word Krishna. What is the two meanings? Jasudanandana Shyama Sundara. Krishna is known as Jasodanandana. In Braj, he is famous as Jasodanandana, Jasoda Dulala. Jasoda Dulala, Govinda, Gopala, Vrindavana, Purandara. Every name is connected each past times. This is a... So, Krishna is Jasodanandana, he is son of the mother Jasoda. Jasoda gave birth to two children, one son and one daughter. That is in Gokul. So when Vasudeva also took his son Krishna from Kamsa's jail, following the order of Vasudeva Krishna, he took, then that Krishna marked into the body of which Krishna? Jasodanandana. Okay, Jasodanandana, he has no function to killing the demons, all these things. He is simply enjoying. He is an enjoyer. He never goes out of the Braja. When Rupa Goswami was writing his drama about Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava, he was putting in one book the whole life of Krishna, in one book. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna, whole life from, starting from his appearance up to his all Mathura Lila, Dwaraka Lila, in one book. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this in Puri, he told, Rupa, this is not good. Krishna ko bahira nakariha braja haite, braja sadi Krishna kabhu na jaye kahante. Don't take Krishna out of braja. He never leaves braja. He always stay in braja. Then Mahaprabhu quoted from Vedic scripture, Rudra Jamala. Krishna eka jadu sambhuta jastu brajendra nandana brindavana paritejyam padam ekam nagacchati. Mahaprabhu told, he never leaves braja. The aradhya deva of the Gaudiya Vaishnava is the braja, brajendra nandana Krishna. He always stays in Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. That's why there is Akrur Ghat. In Brajamandra Parikrama, they saw this is the place where the Vasudeva Krishna went to Mathura, and Brajendra Nandana Krishna stay in Braja. He never leaves Braja. Because he was marked in the body of Brajendra Nandana, he has to kill so many demons. Demons was killed by Vishnu, not by Brajendra Nandana Krishna. But when he come out of the Brajendra Nandana Krishna, as Vasudeva Krishna enter Mathura, then he told, oh, this dress is not fit for me. This coward boy dress is not good. I have to dress myself like a king. Because he is Vasudeva Krishna, he is Mathuradhis, Dwarakadhis after. So he don't like this dress. I have no shoes, I need everything. So he saw this, whom? The washerman has very nice clothes of Kamsa, the king of Mathura. His clothes are dried. Then he told, hey, please give this clothes to me. We want to wear this clothes. So this he became angry. Who? Washerman. He told, you are a coward boy. You want to wear the dress of king. He was so proud. He started chastising Krishna. Krishna just slapped in his hand. Angani jasya sakalendriya prati manti. Just with his hand, just put his head down. He cut his head. So anyhow, because in Vasudeva, we entered to Mathura, then he became I am a Khetriya. Swayam rupe gopavesa, ami gopa gyan. Vasudeva Khetriya vesa, ami Khetriya gyan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling Chaitanya Charitamrita. In his original feature, Krishna thinks I am a coward boy. Swayam rupe gopavesa, he likes to dress with Vrindavan forest flowers and lips, he like the dress. Swayam rupe gopavesa, ami gopagyan, I am a coward boy, I am son of Nanda Maharaj, I am son of Nanda Jasoda. He feels like that. But when he come to Vasudev, come to Mathura, then he thinks, I am a Khetriya. I am son of Vasudev, I am a Khetriya king, I have to dress like Khetriya. So anyhow, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, our worshipable Lord is Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavana. Similarly, his pastime place, Vrindavan is also worshipable for us. Taddham Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachit Upasana, we have to worship Krishna by following the footprints of the gopis. Try to love Krishna. Krishna will not be pleased with formality. He wants to love him. Yes, someone is love, he likes love. He don't like much all this just ritual, all the ritual. He likes, you must love him with heart. He told Manmana, Bhava Madhvakta, Madhyaji, Mang, Namaskuru, Mame Vaishyasi Satyante Pratijani Priyosime. You become very dear to me by follow this principle. Always think of me, Manmana. Become my devotee. Always engage your senses in my service. That is bhakti. Become my devotee. Manmana bhava madbhakta. Madhyaji, worship me. How you worship? Patrang puspang phalang vayam. Worship him. Madhyaji, mang namaskuru. Pay obeisances unto me. In this way you become very dear to me. Prabhupada wrote it, the purport to that verse. Prabhupada told, there are so many forms of Vishnu. Vishnu has so many forms. But you have to meditate on the particular form. Which form? That Krishna who has picked feather on his head. He is a coward boy. Prabhupada wrote clearly. He has a flute in his hand. To Papato, he is a Shyama Sundar. You meditate on that particular feature of Krishna. A Krishna's devotee always meditate. Narottamadas Thakur told us, our worshipable Lord, he also told, Radha Krishna Prana Mora Jugala Kishora Jibane marane gati ar nahi mora. We have no other gati. We have no other worshipable Lord. He is our only worshipable Lord. We have to fix our mind, lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. He is our worshipable Lord, clearly. But still, here is a very nice example is given. How Krishna protects his devotee. Among the 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam, one is Posana. How Krishna protects his devotees and maintains. Solpo api asya dharmasya trayate mohato bhayat. Even if you progress very little in this mark of devotional service, Krishna gave guarantee he will protect you. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhaktya pralasyati. O son of Kunti, Arjuna, you declare it boldly. My devotees never perished. He always gave protection. Ananyaschintayantamang jajanapayipasate tesang nitya bhyuktanam yoga khemang bahamiham. I always maintain what he has and also fulfill his desire what he has to achieve in future. So Krishna is perfect example how he protects. The Gajendra was in his previous life. He was Maharaj Indradimna. Well, Maharaj, in next chapter it is mentioned. Next chapter in introduction, Prabhupada wrote he was a King Indradimna. He was a king of Tamil Pradesh. He is king of Pandya province in Tamil in South India. Due to their offense to the whom? Agastya Muni, he became an elephant in this life. But there are many Indradimnas. There is Indradimna also Avanti Naresh. He is a king of Ujjain. He was instrumental to manifest Lord Jagannath. He is not the same Indradimna. He has mentioned clearly the Indradimna was in South India in Pandya Kingdom, a Tamil king. He's not the king of Avanti. He's not king of Ujjain. So anyhow, some places in Mahabharata it mentioned that, like that also it is some commentaries mentioned that he is the same Indradyumna, like that is Avanti Naresh. Then Indradyumna, he is Indradyumna, but Indradyumna is many Indradyumna's name in Puranas. But Avanti Naresh is a pure devotee. His cause, he is an eternal associate of Lord Jagannath. He is a Goloka Nivasi. He is not ordinary king. Sometimes we mistake like that. But actually, Indradyumna, he is clearly mentioned, he was a king of Tamil. He was a Pandya king, South India king, South Indian king. But Indradyumna, who manifested the Jagannath, he is king of Avanti. He went from Ujjain. He has so much love for Krishna, he was thinking, I cannot maintain my life without seeing the Supreme Lord. He has so much love. He was crying day and night. He gave up his eating, sleeping, everything. Finally, Narada Muni, Brahma sent Narada, and with the help of Narada, he has so much association of Narada Muni. He went to Brahmaloka, so long story. He performed 1,000 horse sacrifices. It is impossible in history of in any Puranic history. He cannot even allow to perform 100 or some other jagging. Indra will come to disturb him. Maharaj Indradyumna, he performed 1,000 or some other jagging. How is it possible? Because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Brahma told to Indra in advance, don't disturb to this particular king Indra. He is not interested to have your throne as Indra. He is pure devotee. He has only desire to manifest Lord Jagannath by his devotion. By the Supreme Lord who is going to manifest in this material world for the benefit of entire humanity. So that's why Maharaj Indradyumna, according to Skanda Purana, his whole history of Maharaj Indradyumna and Lord Jagannath is mentioned in Skanda Purana, detail. His very nice prayers there also, Indradyumna performed. When Lord Jagannath asked him to ask for some boon, what he asked? Please make me, childless, I may not have any children. To claim that this temple is built by me, if there will be ancestors, they will claim. No one should remain in my heredity, in this our heredity to in future, to claim that this temple was built by you. And you will go on eating day and night, your hand will not be dry. It will be always wet. You will go on dry eating always. And by eating your remnant, Mahaprasad, the living entities will deliver from the cycle of birth and death. Then he asked again one boon. He told, your darshan will be 22 and a half hour. Only 1.5 hour you will take rest. And all day and night you will give darshan to the public. In this way, you will go on delivering these conditioned souls. By taking your darshan and eating your Mahaprasad, they will return back to Godhead. Jatra sakhyat jagarnatha sankha chakra gadadhara jantu darsanat mukti sadadati krupanidhi. So his krupanidhi, his ocean of mercy, he will grant liberation. He will make the conditions soul qualified to return back to Godhead by simply having, because of this mercy of Maharaj Indradyumna, we are getting this Jagannath Rath Yatra everywhere. He performed the first Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. Then by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it spread all over the world. So he is a very exalted devotee. Anyhow, sometimes in Mahabharata he told that the Pandavas, they went to Sorga, Sorga Rahana Parva. They go, Maharaj Yudhishthir, because he spoke one lie in his lifetime, so one finger was fell down before entering the heavenly planet. These are all, you are not accepted by Vaishnavas. Maharaj, the Pandavas, they are eternal associate of Krishna. They are not simply go to heavenly planet. They are eternal associate of the Krishna. They are always engaged in pure devotional service to Krishna. Even Raghunath Das Goswami was excavating this Shyamakund. He saw these five tamal trees. He wanted to cut them. But Yudhishthira Maharaj came in dream. He told, don't cut us. We are five Pandavas doing our bhajan here. So in this way, but somehow other, this Indra, he was previously a Tamil king, this Gajendra, Pandya king. So he remembered when this crocodile was, he was attacked by crocodile. Crocodile caught his feet, grabbed his feet and just sucking blood. So he getting more strength. Who? Crocodile getting the nice food, also residing in water. So gradually he become very strong. And the elephant, because he has no habit to be in the water for a long time. He's not getting any food. So he become weaker and weaker and weaker. Generally, we remember Krishna when we are in what?
Danger.
In danger. We are in danger. That's why Kunti Maharani told. Otherwise, this king of elephant, he was enjoying with sea elephants. He was enjoying so much, he never remember Krishna. That's why Kunti Maharani told, Vipada Santuhi Tatra Tatra, please give Krishna, give us more and more. What? Put us more in dangerous condition. Give us more misery. When you give us misery, we are in miserable condition, then we will definitely remember Krishna. Because they are devotee. They are somehow other, they are already entered in devotional service. So it is natural. When a devotee gets some trouble, he remembers Krishna. So Gajendra was it. He was somehow other, he was a devotee of Vishnu in previous life. The Tamil king, he was a Pandya king, he was performed some activity. Generally in South India we see so many, they are all peoples, the Vishnu Bhaktas. There is two set. One is Shaivites, another is Vaishnava. When you go to Kanchi, you see Vishnu Kanchi and Shiva Kanchi. Half is there is only Shiva temples and half is there Vishnu temples. So like that, there is Vishnu Vaishnavas and Shaivites. Even the Balaji, the famous deity in Andhra, Tirupati Balaji. Before Ramanuja Acharya appeared, people started thinking he was Shiva. The Shaivites, they covered the temple, they asking, they're telling is Shiva. But Ramanuja Acharya, he proved that he is not Lord Shiva, he is Vishnu. By his tilak and by his mark of his disc and his conch, he proved it. So in this way, so he was a king, he was Vishnu Bhakta in previous life, but somehow other he could not respect Agastya Muni. He was in meditation. But Agastya Muni appeared that he did not behave him properly. He did not get up from his seat, not pay him respect. So Agastya Muni, he was a mystic yogi. He is not an ordinary person. He was such a yogi. One time he drank the water of all seven oceans. He is such a person, he could drink. Janhu Muni, he drank the whole Ganges. But Agastya Muni, he drank entire ocean. He was such a yogi. We are not using sea salt in Ekadasi day. Why? But first, Agastya Muni drank all the water, then he, when everyone just cried, all the living entity, ocean, then he passed urine again. He going on pious. So he told that this sea water is urine of Agastya Muni. So you shouldn't offer the sea salt on Ekadasi day. But generally, the Sri Sampradaya Vaishnavas, they never offer sea salt in offering. They never cook If you like cooking prasadam for the deity, never use sea salt. They always use rock salt. So anyhow, see, Agastya Muni is such a mystic, he is not an ordinary person. So he cursed. He could understand this guy is just want to avoid me. We commit Vaishnava Parad by six activities. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Hanti, Nindanti, Dvesti, Na Abhinandanti, Krudhyanti, Janti Na Harsam, Darsane Patanani Sat. Six type of activities which commit Vaishnava Parad. If you look at plan, you will kill a Vaishnava. Like Sakrajit was killed by three peoples. Satadhuna killed practically, but Akrura and Krutabrahma also together there. Or if you plan to kill, like Hiranyakashipu try to kill Prahlad. Nindanti, if you blaspheme a devotee, Hanti, Nindanti, Dvesti, if you become envious of a devotee, seeing this devotee is progressing nice, so you try to blaspheme him. You cannot tolerate. Para sukhe dukhi, para dukhe sukhi. This is our nature of a conditioned soul. So hanti, nindanti, dvesti, na abhinandanti, by seeing a Vaishnava, if you will not welcome him, if you will not properly respect him, then it will also offense. So this offense did by whom? Maharajendra Dimna, previous life. He could not properly respect him. No abhinandanti, krudhyanti, sometimes become angry, like Durvasa became angry of whom? Ambarish, unlessless. And so he was get the punishment by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Durvasa. So, krudhyanti, janti na harsam, if will not become happy by seeing a Vaishnava, then he also commit offense. Janti na harsam darsane patanani sat. By seeing a Vaishnava, you must pay him obeisances according to his position. Krishneti jasya grita manesa adriyeta dikhyastichat pranati bhisya bhajantamisam susrusaya bhajana vigya ananya manya nindadi sunya hrudaya ipsita sangalabdhva. Rupa Goswami recommended. Three types of Vaishnava, you have to pay them respect accordingly. So if you will not pay proper respect to be a Vaishnava according to his adhikar, then you are also committing offense. So here this Maharaj Indradevna in previous life, as a Pandya king, he could not give proper respect to Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni could understand, this man is just disguising himself like that, but he knows that I am here. So he is not, because he disregard him, so he curse him. You are like an elephant just sitting. You don't know how to properly behave to a Vaishnava, how to give respect. So he become an elephant. But still, an elephant, he will have become the king of elephant, because he was a king before, and now he has become an elephant. He has the power of strength of 10,000 elephant. He is not ordinary elephant. So he is enjoying so much, wives, sea elephants, he was enjoying anything. So it is by the supreme will of the Supreme Lord, he wants the special mercy to show his devotee. Because apart from some devotional service previously, so due to the Lord's arrangement, the crocodile cut his. Because Lord planned to help his devotees return back to Godhead very quickly. Otherwise, the Gajendra will be just engaged in sense gratification. But because very quickly, same thing about Dhritarasura. Dhritarasura, Maharaj Chitrakut was cursed by Parvati. There is also Lord's arrangement to make his devotee return back to Godhead very quickly. So Gajendra also returned back very quickly. Otherwise, you will just move in this material world as a king of elephants and become more and more proud and more engaged in sense gratification. So in this way, everything has happened according to Lord's arrangement. So Gajendra is praying in this particular verse that स्वात्मानंदम निज मायया अर्पितम। सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बाय एक्सपांडिंग हिज ओन एनर्जी कीप्स दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन विजिबल एंड गेन्स समटाइम्स रेंडर्स इनविजिबल। दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन दिस इज बाय हिज वन पोटेंसी व्हिच पोटेंसी ही able to manifest this external, this external world, everything, the material world was manifested by his external potency. By external potency, Durga, Brahma Sangita says, Sushti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Reka, Chaye, Vajasya, Bhuvanani, Vibharti, Durga, Ichchanu, Rupam, Apijasya, Chachestatesa, Govindam, Adi, Purusam, Tamahan Bhajami. So Gajendra is remembering the prayers from his previous life. But when Gajendra used whole prayer, you do not find any particular name. He mentioned any name of Krishna with some pastimes or something. He is just praying. Who is the cause of all causes? Who is maintaining everything? Who destroys everything? Who is everything by his potency? But not directly mention the name of Krishna. But still Krishna become merciful. All the demigods, they are there in the sky. Even Brahma, Brahma came and Shiva also there. But sometimes they are telling, oh, you are the cause of all this, cause of this manifestation, this material. Then Brahma told, oh, maybe he is asking me. But again he is saying, no. He is telling her something else. He is the cause of, I am praying to him, who is the cause of all causes. So in this way, he is telling, I am praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding his energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible. And again, sometimes renders invisible. Bhutva praliyate. So Prabhupada is quoting in purport, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Sruyate. Just one line, but the complete verse is telling, is from Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6:8. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natat samascha abhyadhikascha drushyate parasya saktir vividhaiva suyate subhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do. Nothing is equal to him or greater than him. He acts in different phases by manifesting his parts and parcels, which are all simultaneously differently situated by his unlimited variegated potencies. Each potency acts quite naturally in sequence, providing him full knowledge, power and pastime. So that's why Gajendra is remembering the prayers from his previous life, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So is a this cosmic manifestation is visible, but Lord is not directly involved. In other way we can see how Lord Krishna expanded himself to Sankarsana, Chaturbhuja, first Chaturbhuja, Mool Sankarsana, then the second Chaturbhuja came. Then the second Sankarsana came, then from him three Purusha avatars coming. Karanadaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu and Kiradaka Sai Vishnu. So all these Brahmanas, they are appearing from Karanadaka Sai Vishnu. He is the Karan, he is the cause of all this cosmic manifestation. From his air holes, this the Brahman, Brahman is coming out. Just like one, see, then he expands like anything. Just the whole, in beginning, in this Karan Ocean, there is actually Pradhan. Pradhan is unmanifested form of material energy. This is just in one corner of the Karan Sagar, it is there. But the Prakriti itself has no power to is manifested. So when the Karanadaka Sai Vishnu then just look at, put his glance on this Pradhan, then he become agitated. then it become Mahatattva. Then gradually this whole creation was come to exist. He appeared. So in this way, Lord is not directly involved in this direct do all these things. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Brajendra Kumara Tumara Ichchaye Vishwe Srijana Sanghara Tava Ichcha Mate Brahma Karena Srijana Tava Ichcha Mate Vishnu Karena Palana तब इच्छा मते शिव करेन संघार तब इच्छा मते माया सृजे कारागार तब इच्छा मते जीवेर जन्म मरण समृद्धि निपात दुख सुख संघटन मिछे माया बद्ध जीव आशा पासे फिरे तब इच्छा बिना किछु करिते ना पारे नथिंग विल हैपन इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड विदाउट द सुप्रीम विल ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एवरीथिंग हैपेंड अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज सुप्रीम विल बिकॉज इफ सुप्रीम विल दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन appeared. He is and again when the time of the Brahma's due lifespan finish, the Brahma also live according to his calculation of 100 years. Brahma's age also limited 100 years. Though it is very long span of life, the life is looks very long. But one day Brahma has to also leave this his body. The material body, this all the demigods up to Brahma and all these human beings, in 84 lakh species, all the living entities, they have body. They are made up matter, not spiritual body. Whether it's body of Brahma or Indra or a human being or a dog or a cat, I have the material body. We have to give up this body one day. So that's why Maharaj Indradeep, this elephant Gajendra is applying. O Supreme Lord, by expanding your own energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible and again sometimes it renders invisible. With the life of Brahma's lifetime is finished, then the cosmic manifestation also disappeared. He is both supreme cause and the supreme result. The observer of the he is the observer and witness in all circumstances, thus is transcendental to everything. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. So anyhow, I will explain it more, so time is over. So I want to stop here. Anyone any question or comment? Yes. Your mic? Yes, just speak loudly, come in here. Yes.
When Krishna kills the demons, actually it's not Krishna who is killing.
It's Vasudeva. Vasudeva Krishna. Krishna is Vasudeva.
Could you explain more details about that? And more details about that aspect? And also, what is asking my son? 6 years old. What about Balaram when he
is feeling demons? Krishna Balaram. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Ditya Deha Sri Balaram. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all incarnations. Ete Changsa Kalapungsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the Swayam Bhagavan. Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is first expansion is Balaram. Balaram is first expansion of Krishna. So In Vrindavan, Balaram also there with Krishna. In Vrindavan, Balaram has no club. In Vrindavan, Balaram has one hala and musala. Samanta Simhadev, Krishna in Vrindavan has only flute. In Vrindavan, Krishna don't have any weapon. He not take any weapon in Vrindavan. Only flute is there. He always play flute and he is enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. He will have he go on hiding cows and dance with gopis. That is his business. He has no other business. He never give his department. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He distributed the different departments to all demigods. You have this fire department, you have water department, you have wind department. But one department Krishna kept with him. He never gave this department to anyone. Which department? Hiding the cows. Gosala department. That is a private department. He never gave this. He known as Govinda. He known as Gopal. He likes these names. Connected with cows. He's always happy with that. In his supreme abode in Goloka Vrindavan, he's also, his go loka, this loka is full of go. This loka is full of cows. It's called Goloka. What is Goloka? Goloka means, loka means a planet. Planet of cows. Krishna is simply caretaker of the cows. If you want to please Krishna, very quickly, sharp cows. Krishna will please very, very quickly. If you simply associate yourself with cows, Krishna was a small child, baby, he was just smearing his body with the cow dung, cow urine, and he was just so purifying. If you will serve a cow, you will definitely always remain in a mood of goodness, simply associating with cow. A cow, such animal, he always remain in mood of goodness. So Balaram is also in Vrindavan, he also always with Krishna. And Sankarsan is his expansion. He holds club and all these things in Mathura and Dwarka. He went with Krishna. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead and Balaram is first expansion. Okay? Any other question? Yes.
He never uttered the name of Krishna.
Who? Yes. Yes.
He was the name of the all persons.
So he came, Krishna, he appeared, Brahma, necessary. Vishnu came in his 400 form. So, because he's telling you, he is cause of everything. So praying in this way. So Vishnu could understand, he is praying me. Yes. What?
So he's saying that Prabhupada does not accept Rabindranath Tagore also praying like
that. Who play?
Rabindranath
Tagore. Oh, we are not accepting Rabindranath Tagore as our acharya or a Mahajan. He is not Mahajan.
He's asking, how do you explain?
Tumi amar mata pita bandhu sakha bhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says also. Why you quote from Radha Rabindranath Tagore?
No, he's saying that Rabindranath Tagore also prays like Gajendra.
Yes.
So why don't we accept? He also prays like Gajendra.
So what is the question? Why are you asking this question? I don't understand this. This is not a question relating to this prayer. Rabindranath Thakur is not a devotee, neither is an acharya in our parampara. We quote from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is also told like this. Tumi amar mata pita bandhu sakha bhai. Tumi means tumi sarveswara, sarveswareswara Brajendra Kumar. This is tumi. He mentioned in other versions clearly. Tumi Sarveswareswara Brajendra Kumar. So the same thing is telling Tumi Amar Mata Pita Bandhu Sakavai. Rabindra Sakur is Thakur, he is mentioning for, maybe he is mentioned some other. They are impersonalist. They are not personalist. They are thinking everything is one. Kali, you chant Kali Kali, you chant Krishna Krishna, you chant Ram Ram, you chant everything is one. This is Mayabad. We are not follower of the Vivekananda or Ravindranath. They are impersonalist. They are not Krishna devotee. Impersonalist. They are not. So if this Gajendra is not an ordinary person, he performed devotional service in a previous life. Though even he came in an animal body, so Krishna gave him a chance to remember him again. So anyhow, Gajendra is not compared to Ravindra Thakur. Okay? Gajendra is not an ordinary person. He is a devotee from a previous life. Okay, yes. Yes, give him mic. Where is mic?
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for going to the class. Ravindra, he was doing sense gratification, and when he got into trouble, that time he praised the Lord, and he said the wonderful prayers. So, how can a person who...
He go on serving like that, even the Krishna told to the gopis, I have nothing to give you. You remain satisfied in your own devotional service. So, you have to follow that where the devotees are. What is telling?
He is saying that Gajendra was exalted.
Yes.
How did he get exalted in sense gratification and then he was praying?
Sir, that is because of the curse of Agastya Muni. The curse of the Agastya Muni. Yes.
Everybody in the material world is engaged in sense gratification. You will be included. But there may be a chance that Krishna bestows some mercy on you and you give up these sinful, degrading activities and surrender. So, in the case of Gajendra, he is an elephant. His duty as an elephant is to frolic in the waters with the she elephants and enjoy his elephant body. So he was taking pleasure in those activities. But when distress attacks, then consciousness can change and you can have a realization. So these are the types of people. Gajendra is in distress. This is one of the types of persons who surrenders to Krishna. Those who want wealth, they surrender to Krishna. These are all there. But if you only want wealth, then you will never surrender. When you're in distress, if your distress is relieved, you may give up your desire for Krishna. I don't need him anymore because these are gone. But in the case of Gajendra, these are all examples for us to see how anyone in any condition of life can surrender to Krishna. So if you are in distress, surrender to Krishna just like Arjuna. If you're in search of wealth like whom? Dhruva Maharaj. Surrender. But you give up those desires because you realize now that those are temporary. Those are not the real purposes of my life. My life is simply to give every ounce of my existence and love to Krishna.
Okay. So you have to also remember one thing. You may be very exalted as a devotee, but if you commit Vaishnava Parada, not proper gave respect to the Vaishnavas, then you have to suffer. He did not disrespect Agastya Muni. That's why he told even a pujari is doing arati, if some exalted Vaishnava come in front of the altar, then he should come. Give a flower and talk sweet words, then go to his puja. If you will not properly behave to a Vaishnava, then you have to suffer. So very, we have to always be careful not to commit any offense to a Vaishnava. So that's why he become also Gajendra, and that's why he become elephant means he has to act like elephant. Okay? Yes. Go on speaking like this.
How to knowingly
or unknowingly you have to suffer. Gadadhara Pandit gave the perfect example what you do. He just in mind he was thinking something wrong about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But he immediately recognized offense and he asked forgiveness for that. If you will not think, oh, it is in your mind. Thinking, willing, acting. Whether in mind or you have to repent for that. So how you unknowingly doing so at what level? You don't know you, that you commit offenses. Tadera charana sebi bhakta sanivas janame hai avilas. Always stay in association of Vaishnava and go on serving. Go on serving Vaishnavas. Some Vaishnava will give you mercy. Even Devananda Pandit was offended to Sivas Thakur, but because of mercy of Vakraswara Pandit, he got delivered. So go on, if you do not know where you commit offense, go, just go on serving Vaishnavas. Always go on serving Vaishnavas. Keep this service motive, always. You understand, I am a das. Das means service. I am a servant, I have to serve everyone. Stay in association of Vaishnava and serve. Go on serving them. In this way, you will be free from all offenses. Okay? Hare Krishna, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.